Police descended heavily on the protesters who were waving some placards inscribed Mugabe must go and no to bond notes. Several protesters and journalists covering the event were injured when police attempted to disperse and arrest the marchers. The protesters were drawn from various organizations, including the opposition Transform Zimbabwe Party, led by Jacob Ngarivume, Tajamuka Sesi Jikile Campaign, and several others. The demonstration was cleared by the courts yesterday after police tried to block it. Despite the heavy riot police presence, the demonstrators sang anti-Mugabe songs during the march and openly urged President Mugabe to step down. Riot police failed to disperse the demonstrators at their gathering point in the central business district. The demonstrators marched to the government complex, which houses the Minister of Finance, and handed a petition to senior state officials before the police used force to disperse the crowd heading for parliament, where unemployed graduates wanted to leave a second petition on lack of jobs. Ngarivume, who took the police to court for refusing to sanction the demonstration, addressed the demonstrators at the Minister of Finance offices. He said Zimbabweans will not watch while a few individuals continue to take the country downhill.
Today, we want to tell Chinamasa, Mangudya, and Mugabe that they must resign because they failed to run the country. So our message is very clear. Bond notes are illegal. This is the message you have come to give to the nation today. That printing of bond notes is very, very illegal. And as Zimbabweans, instead, we call upon them to implement political and economic reforms. They must ensure free and fair elections in 2018 and ensure a new government comes to power. That's what we are calling them to do. Let us continue the fight.
Ngarivume and a few other demonstrators were allowed to get inside the Minister of Finance that was heavily guarded to hand over the petition. Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, Zwine Chimwe Churu, received the petition and told the demonstrators that the minister, Patrick Chinamasa, would respond to their grievances.
We'll accept your petition and we'll hand it over to the Minister of Finance and Economic Development. And I believe that at an appropriate time, you respond to your petition. I am a civil servant, and I'm sure you chose to come and present to address the petition to the minister because of his status. So it is only proper that he responds to the petition.
A cross-border trader, Vara Idzochuma, told Studio 7 that she decided to join the demonstration to save her family from hunger.
I'm here because I'm a vendor. We use rands to go to South Africa, so we can't buy rands with bond notes. So we are saying no to bond notes. We want money that we can exchange to buy rands to look after our families.
Michelle Mugoronji, a graduate and one of the hashtag This Gown campaign, equated the bond notes to tissue papers. Mugoronji said it was said that President Mugabe also failed to deal with corruption.
What we're saying is that we do not want tissue paper. We're saying no to tissue paper. We're saying no to bond notes because it's just a way of them to steal more money. It's just a way to keep on robbing us as Zimbabwean citizens. Firstly, we're demanding that he fires each and every corrupt minister. Secondly, we're demanding that, according to his election promise in 2013, where his party promised to employ, deliver, employ and develop, we're simply saying, Mr. President, where are the 2.2 million jobs that you promised?
Another demonstrator, Farai Murisa, said the demonstration was designed to send a clear message to the government not to introduce bond notes. Murisa claimed that the introduction of the bond notes is illegal.
Today we are making a statement. Zimbabwe is a constitutional democracy. We have a constitution that governs us. We have a constitution that regulates the powers that the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature have concerning our country. The bond notes were not issued according to the laws that are laid out in terms of the laws of this country. We have no any piece of legislation that actually allows what the Reserve Bank governor is trying to do. It is illegal and it should not be allowed.
While it was not immediately clear how many demonstrators were beaten up by the police and injured, five journalists were on the receiving end. One of the journalists, Chris Mahove, said police beat him up, though he indicated that he was not one of the demonstrators.
I just came from the turnoff to Parliament building. Then they started beating everybody who was there. I tried to show them my press card, but they couldn't hear any of it. They beat me up. I'm not sure if it's broken. Maybe it's still the pain that I'm feeling, but they hit me on my left hand. They hit me on my back, on my right arm, on my right elbow. And I mean, there's pain everywhere.
Reserve Bank Governor John Mangujgai has already said that the bond notes will be introduced in October. Most Zimbabweans are against the move, saying the government appears to be bringing back the local dollar through the back door. Zimbabweans have of late been taking to the streets, expressing their dismay over the current social, economic and political problems gripping the Southern African nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.